Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A delightful adventure. The author has a strong narrative gift, and the touch of sci-fi is like the twist of lemon on a good gin and tonic. That's what one review says of Powers of the Mind from author Ronald Fisher. In the science fiction novel, one man given the gift of telekinesis must learn to use his powers in order to change his world for the better. Ronald was born in Paterson, New Jersey, holds a BS and MS in electrical engineering, second master's degree in mathematics, worked as an engineer on the Apollo program in Huntsville, Alabama, taught college-level mathematics for 34 years, currently residing in California. Ronald Fisher, author of The Powers of the Mind, is our guest on This Week in America. Ronald, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Just a fascinating book. I'm really looking forward to talking about this, The Powers of the Mind. We'll talk about the main character here and see if there are any similarities, because I know the character plays tennis. You were an avid tennis player as well. Where did the idea come for this book?
Well, I was a tennis player, and I was fairly good, but I certainly wasn't good enough to make any money. But I would occasionally think about telekinesis in a way to control the ball. It was just sort of a fantasy of mine. I'm not exactly sure why that triggered me to start writing the book. I just sat down. I think I was going to start to write a little short story, but new ideas kept popping into my head, and I just kept writing, and it ended up being a novel.
Well, and the novel, as I say, is getting excellent reviews, The Powers of the Mind. How long did it take you from when you realized, okay, this is a story that I need, it keeps popping in my mind, I'm going to write this, I think there's something here. From that point until you were ready for publication, how long did that process take for you?
I think it took about a year.
Okay.
About 1 year.
Yeah, what was that like during that year? Was this something that once it started, it flowed pretty easily, or was it a lot of stops and starts along the way?
Things flowed pretty easily. I didn't write very much every day. I wrote maybe 15 or 20 minutes every day, or half an hour.
Yes.
I took a little break, and then something would pop into my mind, so I went back and put that in the book again. So it was sort of intermittent, on and off.
It sounds like that it's sort of when it was time to write the story told you it was time to get back to the computer and put the story down. The main character is interesting. Steve Thomas, talk about Steve. And I'm almost thinking that could be you that you're talking about.
In fact, some of my friends who have read the book think it's about me, because there's a lot of characteristics of Steve that are the same as I am. Of course, he was a math teacher, and he was a tennis player, and he was also interested in chess, which is what I am. So there's a lot of similarities between him and I. In fact, I think when I wrote the book, I had to create a character. So I said, why not just make it the same as me? So I did that.
Well, that saves a lot of research, doesn't it? It makes it a lot easier to get into the storyline with the character. And through what a strange set of circumstances, talk about that, when Steve realizes he's got the power of telekinesis.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning of the book, the reason it starts, I don't know if you recall the beginning. Did you read the book?
Yes.
Oh. Well, in the beginning, he buys a fluorescent light for his home office, and it doesn't work. He takes it back and he gets a new one, and the second one doesn't work either. Then he takes it back again, and the hardware store person Bert and him look at the lights that they brought back, and they don't work when he's there, but when he's not there they work. So that's how the whole thing kind of starts. And then he finds out that he has a strange buzzing in his head, which he finally learns he can control and uses that, and he can turn that buzzing on and off. And it turns out that he can use that to turn the lights on and off. And then suddenly in his kitchen, he reaches for a fork, and it pops into his hand. And that's the beginning of the telekinesis.
Well, yeah, and I always hate to tell too much of the book. I don't know how far the author wants to go in laying the groundwork without giving, too much away on the book and the powers of the mind. And I think we've all gone through that period where we thought, you know, what if I could actually mind control? I could get that to do what I would like this to do. And Steve Witt uses this in his tennis, doesn't he?
He and Bert, to talk about how he can use it, Bert is the hardware person who also knows about it. And he and Bert talk about how to use it, and Bert suggested, since he's a tennis player, Bert suggested use it to win tennis tournaments. So he does that. So he goes back home and he practices hitting the tennis ball against the wall, finds out he has tremendous control over the ball. And in the process, by the way, at that particular time, he meets a woman who sort of falls in love with him, and he kind of falls in love with her. And she thinks there's something strange about her attraction to him. So she thinks that there's something might be a little bit superstitious about it, because she doesn't understand why she's turned off onto him in such a strange way. Anyway,
yes,
I don't know if you want to go further on that, but
well, this relationship with Becky is an interesting one, isn't it? And the two of them try to figure out what to do with these powers, and he ends up contacting the government to see what to let them know and to see what he could do with these.
Yeah, right. He tries to contact the president, but he gets shuffled off into the CIA. And so he has to meet with the CIA, and they ask him what do you want to tell us, and he tells them, but he says, well, you have to show it. So he actually shows it to them, and they don't really believe it, and they try to arrest him.
Yes, yes.
But they can't arrest him because he uses the telekinetic powers to defend himself.
Yeah,
so he finally gets to talk to the top dog in the CIA, and it goes on from there.
Well, yeah, and if you think, wow, this would be a fascinating read, it actually is. The Powers of the Mind by Ronald J. Fisher, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, and Fisher, if you're Googling it, is F-I-S-C-H-E-R. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and take you directly to the Amazon page that has that information on there. So he talks to the government. They basically say, fine, go about your life, and no concern for us. But what, somebody else comes along with the same telekinetic powers? Explain that, because this guy is not using them to advance humanity, is he?
Right. It turns out that Bert discovers a guy, a basketball player, who seems to be unusually talented, getting a very high percentage of baskets, much higher than anybody else does, and Bert thinks that this guy might have the telekinetic powers. And it turns out that this guy does have them, and he quits playing basketball and uses it to rob banks. So the CIA finds out about it and realizes that he does have telekinetic powers also. So they contact Steve to try to help, to get him to try to help catch this guy. So there's an interesting incident between the two guys fighting with telekinetic powers.
I could just imagine that. And as you're reading it, it's like, okay, this is good. This should be a movie. This is actually good. And Becky has a few issues along the way, and they had to get those all resolved. And dealing with telekinetic powers and why. Does he ever find out, if you're willing to say, why he ended up with these powers? Not everybody has these. Why did he end up with them?
He doesn't really find out why, but I don't know if you remember the end of the book.
Yes, and I'm not giving it away.
Where the aliens come, and he and Becky both think that maybe he was given the powers to defend the country against the aliens. And so that might be the reason.
You know, as you read the book,
So that kind of speculates about the possibility of God or somebody giving him these powers to use to defend the country.
Well, that's what's interesting. Besides a great story, you get to think a little bit there with the end and come up with, sort of your own interpretation of what's happening. The story is so well written and engaging. Is this the first book that you've written?
It's the first novel, yes.
Yes. And it's very engaging. Dialogue is excellent. Talk about the challenges of doing that, especially for the first time. How difficult was it to put the story, do the characters, do the dialogue, and tie it all together and keep the story in a way that you'll keep our attention as we read it?
Yeah, well, when I worked in Huntsville, I worked on computer programs, and in Huntsville you had to document them. And I documented my program, which was quite of a large program. But after I documented it, people who were using it told me the documentation was one of the most excellent ones they ever read. So I think I have a talent for writing and explaining things. So that might have come over to my novel.
Yeah, the novelist side that kicked in and helps you tell the story in a very engaging fashion. And do you have some unexpected twists and turns? It's like, okay, I didn't realize we were going in this direction. Talk about that aspect of it, to sort of, from the reader's standpoint, always keep us a little bit off guard so we're hanging in there to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few little incidents here where he has to use his telekinetic powers to defend himself. At one point in the book, Becky gets kidnapped. I guess you remember reading about that.
Yeah, and I didn't want to give that away. That's why I was saying she had some interesting experiences along the way, but they worked out of them okay. Yes, she's kidnapped.
Yeah, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay. And you got to figure there was a very thoughtful resolution to this. The book we're talking about, The Powers of the Mind by Ronald Fisher, the book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information on the book. Let's talk about this process again, because did you have any idea when the book started where you were going to go? Did you have a strict outline? I'm almost getting the impression you sort of followed your intuition as you were writing this and telling this story.
Yeah, I never really made an outline. I think if I were somewhere else and I had an idea, I would jot it down on a piece of paper. And then when I got back to my house, I would add that to the book. So that's kind of how I did it.
Yes, yes. And sort of let the story tell itself. Let Steve tell the story in your mind, and then you would put it down on paper. What are you working on now? You've got another project that you're working on?
I think I just... I don't know if you know that I just completed a little algebra book. I had written a little algebra review manual back in 1986.
Oh yes.
And I decided to it didn't sell very well, so I decided to update it. So I dug it out again, and I modified it and added some stuff, and I published a new version of it. It was called Elementary Algebra with Common Errors and True-False Drill. And that just came out this year.
Okay. I saw that you had written that, and I didn't realize that you went back and revised it, and brought it out now. You're such a talented novelist. Are you working on any more novels?
Not at the present time. I have some ideas for a sequel to The Powers of the Mind, but I haven't really sat down and written anything yet.
What kind of feedback are you getting? I mentioned a couple of the reviews, and they're all very favorable. What's it like when you publish this, and all of a sudden it's friends, it's family, and it's people you don't even know that are complimenting you on the story? What's this process been like for you?
Well, I was very happy that the people who read it enjoyed it. And a lot of them told me that it should be a movie.
Yes.
And I think it would make a pretty good movie.
It would, as the scenes are unfolding. Like I say, it's quite visual, and it's like, okay, it's, you know, with the telekinesis and, you know, tennis and the whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of angles, approaches that you could take to make this into a movie. Any talk about doing that? Is that anything that might be happening?
Yes, I have contacted a company that is looking into it. They have actually given me a list of movie producers for me to contact. I actually wrote a screenplay for the book also.
Ah, very good.
This company, Branding Nemo is the name of the company.
Yes.
They are actually, they have screenplay writers, and they are working on writing a good screenplay for the book.
Well, I think it would make a fascinating story for television or motion picture. Who do you see playing Steve Thomas, who also could be sort of Ronald Fisher? Who do you see playing yourself / Steve in the motion picture?
I really haven't thought about that. I haven't watched any of the later movies, so I don't really know much about who would be a good character for that.
Yes.
For that role.
Well, some athletic guy went in his 20s or 30s would be just fine to fit in there, probably.
Yeah. and somebody who looks intelligent.
Yes, yes, yes. Good luck with that. Ronald Fisher is our guest on the program. The name of the book is The Powers of the Mind. The book is available on Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get all the information on the book. Ronald, a pleasure having you on the program. It's an excellent read. It's uplifting on one level. It's very entertaining on another. Thank you for being with us on the program. Good luck with the screenplay. We would love to see that happen. We'll stay in touch on that. And thank you for spending some time with us today.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. Ronald Fisher, the author of the book, The Powers of the Mind. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.